Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kills stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
And that is none other than Kill Say Mars. That song was featured on the third Sheriff Kilroy album, which was called, if I'm not mistaken, Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy. And before I go to the 216-538 number or the 419 area code with the 579, what I need to do is say welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 13. That M period, A period, N period is for Music Activism News, abbreviation acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in to 646-478-0944 to be heard. So if you're sending in music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Do you get info on this show? Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. But I'm going to come to you anyway, so you might as well say something. But if you change your mind, you could always call back or press 1 after I come through to speak to you. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube of Joseph Motley, J.R., or Joseph P. Motley, Jr. You can also reach by Instagram, J.R. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley, J.R., period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for past programs. You can check out for the nicest in R&B and production, www.3342music.com. That's 3342music.com with the www. dot in front. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter J.R. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. You could also reach out on Twitter, Alfred Porter JR1, that's Alfred Porter Jr., number one. Also, www.templabor.org, they provide jobs. You could also check out thelogtv.com. And on the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, YouTube channel Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, with nothing but Cleveland material. Now, before I go to the phone callers, because if I don't do this, I won't get to it, and it's vaguely important. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. The honorable mention. They didn't make the top 10, but maybe after this week, it'll be interesting to see how far they get. Honorable mention. It's the talent showcase benefiting the Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, which will happen on April 9th, 2022, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. $10 suggested donation. Call 216-205-7967 to register to perform. That's 216-205-7967 to register to perform. Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, educate, advocate, and empower. So that's on the honorable mention. Number 10, the actual Tannis, Biggie. He also has another couple of records that he just released. Number 9, debuting, Cash Affiliated, I'm Getting Busy. Number 8, Mr. Solo. Just dropped this main video and a couple of other singles. Number 7, debuting, Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube page on the same. Yep, the song, The Click, is very nice. And he's got another one that's being uploaded right now featuring Mr. Powers, Joseph Motley Jr. Also, debuting at number 6, it's on Facebook. It's called A Cleveland Rally for Peace in Europe. That happened last Saturday. Number 5, moving up, Sheriff Kilroy, Grandpa Rapper, I Need a Queen. Number 4, Facebook, Full Circle Affiliates presents Liberty's official Turning Pages release party last Friday. There was a big buzz. No matter what happened with it, it was a big buzz. Number 3, moving up, Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 222, and other events. As a matter of fact, I'm going to at least take the time to let you know some of those people who were there, such as DJ Dollar Rock, Kept the Groove Spinning, DJ Cowboy, featuring Miss Pulse Points. They had the table in effect. The table was well done. They had Black Man Army oils and other oils as well. They will also be on Kipling Avenue this coming Saturday. Judge Cornelius O'Sullivan, he had a beautiful written out, and it was beautiful, for Mother Porter. It was just a beautiful saying. We'll take the time to get to that in a little while. You had Brother Harold Stallworth, Simply Sister Bonita did her thing on the gospel side with Cheryl Wagner, Heavenly Host Radio, BWE Entertainment, Larry H. Gardner from Headlines, Headaches and the Headline Eye, Brother Richie Carlisle, who'll be there this coming Saturday, along with HGS Music, Suave Gotti, CUMR, Angela Davis, Major Taps, Almighty FX, Brenda Fulmer, Dolores Gray, who was there to talk about her new position as president of the Carl Stokes Brigade. You had A. Bowman, Reggae, Roots Reggae from J.R. Blessington, Dancing Derek Wilson, Mr. Ronnie B., 1008 Vision, gave us hip-hop workshop news, Kim Register, Marlo Foote, Mr. Carl Powers III, did his song by request, Delete Obsolete. We had Dontez Taylor, Veronica Kincaid, James Alder. I will take the time to say I appreciate everybody who was there for the Mama Porter tribute. You had people who talked like there were going to be problems, and I'm sure they felt like it, but in the name of Mama Porter, it was beautiful to see how people with opposing viewpoints, differences of opinion, strong disagreements, BWE Future Kids represented themselves well in the midst of everything. Lady T represented herself well amidst everything. Proprietor ENTs, Major Taps, Almighty FX represented themselves. I also want to say that I thank HGS Music, who had cups of, I will say, helpful necessities that helped me survive the Mama Porter tribute, some of the other stuff that was going on. I could feel no pain. And he also provided snacks. So thank you. Let me take the time to go back to our list of where we were. So if that all that happened there, let's see what went to number two in the top 10, because that particular thing moved up to number three, but moving up to number two on Facebook, public reading, Dr. King's Breaking the Silence on the steps of Cleveland with the Greater Cleveland Peace Action. You had the mayor well represented, man in the street. Let me tell you some of what happened as I look and see, and just thank you all for definitely taking the time to tune in. I want to say, all right, here we go. Welcome from the office of Mayor Justin Bibb, Alvarado, Interreligious Task Force on Central America and Colombia, who spoke. You had such speakers as Larry Bressler from the Cleveland Jobs with Justice, Alfred Porter, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Mildred Dixon, Homeless Congress, Mariah Smith, Cleveland Nonviolence Network, Carol Lyles of the WYCA of Greater Cleveland, Dale Morris, Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless, Manoy Huey, Building AAPI Feminist Leadership from OPAL. You had Brian Mallory, Ohio Poor People's Campaign, the PPC, Brian Houlihan, Span Ohio, Molly Nagin, Young Communist League, Charlie Lowish, Interreligious Task Force on Central America and Colombia, Josiah Quarles, Tamir Rice Foundation, Erica Brown, Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Cleveland, Yvanka Hall, Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, Dolores Gray, Carl Stokes Brigade, and the closing was Reverend Randy Parton, Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Cleveland, as they read, we all took turns reading of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, Beyond Vietnam, A Time to Break the Silence. Number one spot, moving up, National Action Network, March on Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. assassination today. It was held on the 10-5 East 105. Now, let me go through and start this from 216-538. You've been very patient. 216-538, how are you doing?
Oh, we're blessed. How are you, bro?
I'm hanging in there quite well. I am. Talk to me about what's going on with you all.
Well, we got this talent show coming up, you know, Saturday, April 9th, from 2 to whatever time it ends. So I'll be there spinning the wheels, you know. The better half will be there with her favorite oil. Best sellers, you know, the Black Man
right.
Army, DMA.
I will promote that. I sure will.
And Godfather. Yes, yes, yes. And then, hey, this past Saturday, I enjoyed myself. I wasn't expecting for me to go as the way I went.
Got you.
But... But I did something a little different this time.
I didn't
think it was going to go that way, but I enjoyed it.
We enjoyed you.
Huh?
We enjoyed you. You were the life of the party. You were one of the lives of the party, so we appreciated you.
Hey, I tried to be a comedian, but I guess I did what I had to do. Okay. Well, here's Ms. Monica, Ms. Paul's point.
I'm going to speak very quickly. I'm going to turn it back over to Cowboy the Backyard Music Man. I would like to say I have the highest respect and honor of him speaking on relationships. And then when he sang his song, Let's Straighten It Out, it speaks volume. So that's across the board and confirmation for us. So I want to say I'm very excited about this weekend, you know, that, of course, we're going to suit up, and show out in a positive way. I have to let you know that Godfather VIP will be on hand in lieu of Cowboy.
Okay.
So I have a special batch, and I'm making it strong just for you all. Special dedication. So we look forward to seeing you, and I'm handing it back over to Cowboy.
Thank you.
So, anyway, we do have a couple of events coming up after this event. We have a Mother's Day concert that I would love for you, like I said once before, I'd love for you to attend and speak to the people that's going to be here or will be here. And I'd like for all the brothers to be here with us, you know. And to speak about your mom, loving your mom, holding on to your mom, respecting your mom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you only got one mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that means a lot. When
right.
you give that respect, because if it wouldn't be from your mom, it wouldn't be you.
That's true.
You know? And I'm not really a good spokesperson, but I do my best. I ain't gonna say trying because trying is an option.
Always
told that trying is not an option. Either you do it or you don't. So, but then we have another event coming up, which Miss Paul Swank gonna be willing to share that with you guys.
Okay,
you want. You all have to save the date. This is going to be for June 18th. Cowboy's having his 65th birthday bash, and I'm going all out for him. Even if he's a DJ, there will be a DJ on site. He's not playing that day. He's just going to sit and enjoy his guests. So we're going to rock all day long, y'all, from 1 to 8 p.m., and then we're going to have an after party right downstairs, right on Kipling. So y'all come and show the Godfather to have some love. All right, I'm not even going to set up my table out of respect for him that day. So y'all just give all the blessings to him that day. Cowboy the Backyard Music Man, here he is.
All right.
Well, it'll be my big 6'5".
Gosh.
Well, you know, I know I won't see that 56 again, so I just switched it around a little.
There you go. I like what you just said. Yes, sir.
But I'm blessed to the man upstairs that wakes me up every morning to see. And I'm hoping and praying that he wakes me up to see. I'm just being blessed day by day. As they say, one day at a time, that's all I can take it. It's one day at a time. Because that's all you got is one day at a time. You can't go for tomorrow. You can't go from what you did yesterday because that's gone.
Right.
You can't go for tomorrow because it hasn't came. So the best thing is to do is live for today and make the best of it. And
thank you so much.
You know, things that a lot of people don't understand. You know, I try to put into the young brothers out here in the streets here, you know, they come and talk to me, you know, but like I tell them, hey, only best thing for you to do is stay in school and get that education. Because once
that
education is gone, you're going to be paying for it. And there's college degrees that's out there. You know, there's college, college credit programs out there, which is out giving out free.
Okay.
You know, but like my son, Trinity, your nephew, We signed him up for college career. So once he hit that, going to seventh grade this summer, that's what he'd be taking. And I sat down and talked with him. I asked him, what do you going to be going taking college credits now? So what are you going to do? What type of subject that you want to pick up? What is that you want to do out of life? He wants to be a psychiatrist. So I told him, playing the games on his phone and on the computer, that's all fine and dandy, but time starts now. The time starts now, because them games ain't going to teach you nothing. Just like watching the television other than the news. That's why they call it an idiot box. That's what it is. Something to occupy your mind when you ain't doing nothing else other than while you sleep. But
I appreciate you all so much.
Hey, we appreciate you more than you think we do. We appreciate you more. But I want you guys to come out and to enjoy this big celebration that the better half has given me. June 18th, Cowboys' big 65th birthday bash. Come out and have fun, because we're going to suit up, show up, and we're going to show out.
All right. And we'll see you this Saturday.
Oh, most definitely.
We'll see you this Saturday, and thank you so much.
We appreciate you having us on your show every Mondays, you know. And like I said, I'm not a good spokesman person, but I do my best.
Hey, thanks, you've been successful this evening. Thank you both so much. We appreciate you.
Okay,
thank you.
No problem. And that's this coming Saturday, 2 p.m., and that is 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue with a 44110 Cleveland, Ohio Talent Showcase benefiting the Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition. I saw Yvonka Hall. She said she was going to stop through this coming Saturday as well. To register to perform, call up 216-205-7967. Now I get to do the fun thing. We've got a couple of more people on the phone line, so I'm going to go to this area code 419-579. 419-579. How you doing?
What's up, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing well. Yes. Wait a minute. Your voice sounds so familiar. Who am I talking to?
Ahmad.
Man. What's up, brother? I had the pleasure of coming into acquaintance with you within the past 2 years.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of a backstory. You've written so many nice lyrics, and judging by the area code, you're outside of the area. You've represented throughout Ohio. Give us a little bit of your backstory. What would you like people to know about you, man?
I'm a nobody trying to be somebody. I'm somebody that's trying to make something out of nothing. And it just so happens that I have a personal relationship with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gives me strength to do what I do. I'm not one of those street cats, you know. I don't have nothing, you know, bling bling or nothing that. But I have conscious, real, like an old school feel hip hop. I'm in the 40 bracket. I'll be 41 this year, so you know. It ain't nothing new under the sun, of course, but you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and this is something that I should have been doing a long time ago, but I've been procrastinating and, you know, being lazy. So this is out of the 2 years that you mentioned, this is the first time we linked on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. It is. It is. And
so
I'm
gonna,
always...
I want to give you a little... Hello?
Yeah, what you want to give us, man?
I want to give you a little sample of, give you an idea, a taste of what I'm talking about, you know, my material, because I'm not even independent. You know, I'm just a conscious local rapper. You know, I don't have no social media, but once you hear this, I guarantee you, you don't want to be on my bandwagon. And I'm not trying to brag, so I'm going to give you this right quick and knock it out. I got a speaker.
Right.
Can you hear me?
I'm ready.
Am I clear? I got a speaker
yep,
on the
clear.
Phone zone. I got a speaker on the phone zone 216. What did I say after that? I keep it pushing, holler when you see me. I'm trying to make a dollar. I walk the walk, talking cheap. This is Blog Talk Radio. Listen to it, I'm the flavor. I got a speaker on the phone, it's zone 216. Keep it pushing, holler when you see me. I'm trying to make a dollar. Walk the walk, talking cheap. This is Blog Talk Radio. Listen to it, I'm the flavor. That's a hook, right?
Right.
That's a hook. And I'm going to give you a freestyle because that's real short and sweet. Just give you, like
okay.
I said, I'm going to give you a sample. The idea of what you work over here. So this is me on the average day, you know, drop of a hat. This is me with my conscious rap. Shoot off the top of my dome. I'm not going to say nothing derogatory. I got control of my lips. I got power of the tongue. It makes a difference between life and death. What you say out of your mouth because you know the loose lips and sink ships. I don't know what these rappers is, swagger. I can't understand, can hear them through the radio. The bass is playing too loud with the percussion and the sweepers. All I know is when I'm in the backseat of the Cadillac truck and we smoke a reefer. I'm not trying to act like I'm a goody too. No, I'm not a saint, but I got faith in God. I believe the mountains are going to move, yo. So what I got to do, I got to choose to show and prove. I got to empower my people. That's what I got to do. We talk about the Martin Luther King movement. We talk about the sacrifice. We talk about influence. And if you really want a hook or a tempo, I don't even need an instrumental. I'm just riffing for you. You feel me?
Wow. What you do, it's nothing new to me, but we definitely had to have other people hear you. So, again, this is what I can do.
That's on the radio? That was
yep,
on the radio?
You're still live on the radio. Yes, you are, sir.
Man, that was like I said, this is my first time. I ain't never been in a studio, made a mixtape, demo, none of that. I ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? I just got love. I really got love for hip hop. I really got love for the industry. And I hope whoever out there listening, if you shine for talent, hit me up. Just tell Al Porter that you ready to negotiate, and we can make a deal. If you think I'm that good, because I believe that I got the potential, and I'm not showboating. I ain't got nothing to boast or brag about. No bling bling here, no grills here. If you want to hear some good, you know, if somebody got passion for the rap game, then get it, Mr. Porter, and he'll let you know how to contact me.
All right, I'm going to do everything I can to push you forward and bring you out there more so in the public, just because. Thank you again
for calling in. Yes, sir. You're welcome. Like I said, that was just me on typical day, average flow or at the drop of a hat. You know, I got it's 20 more. You know, that's just somewhere in the back of my mind, the archives I just pulled up in my vocabulary somewhere.
Thank you so much for doing that. And once again, you said your name is Ahmad.
Ahmad Golson, yep. I'm from Toledo, Ohio. I'm here in Cleveland right now, and to be quite frank, I'm at the Greyhound bus station right now down here on, what is this, 17th, and I'm headed back home.
Yeah.
But you know how we do. We chop it up all the time.
Yeah, we do. Thank you for reaching out.
You're welcome.
We're going to bring you back to Cleveland State on May the 7th.
I'll be happy to come back.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that.
Will I be able to see you in person?
Yes, you will.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna leave it at that, Dan. And you have a rest of the good evening.
You do the same. Thank you very much. As a matter of fact, he just proved what major location, if you're able to, at least that you want to travel, our region does have a lot to offer, from the radio stations to hip-hop shows to collaboration. So he did his part, so now I got to do my part and connect the dots. I have a couple more people on this phone line, so let's knock off the 601 area code with the 513. 601 area code with the 513. How you doing out there?
How you doing, Brother Al?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, brother?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad. You know who I am, but for the ones who do not recognize my voice, my name is Michael D. Landingham, presidential candidate for 2024 and former candidate for president in 2020. And, I wasn't going to call in today, but, I'm feeling good with some good news. I wish I could tell you, but I can't. But all I can say is what I've been saying to repeat, to remind you what's about to come. And but how's everything going on your end, Brother Al?
It is going a lot better, and I'm so glad of that. But you have to tell me something, Mr. Presidential Candidate. How are you feeling about the lawsuit that is so far? I say so far, things are going in your favor because the truth is getting out there. How do you feel? Talk to us.
Well, if everybody get a pen and paper out in less than about a minute and 20 seconds, I'll tell you. So I'll give you time to find something to write. But, yeah, it's still going. I'm representing myself in federal court as a presidential candidate who have sued the Justice Department for lying on my Freedom of Information Act under Representative Marcy Gafter of the 9th District of Ohio and Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Democrat. I had to prove, without a shadow of a doubt, to the courts that Donald Trump threatened my life and the FBI under two administrations, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, of course, covered it up. And they believed it. And I hope everybody's ready. About 30 more seconds. And for 3 years, I've been trying to get my story out. Yes, it sounds crazy, but we're talking about Donald J. Trump. 3 years ago, 2 weeks after the midterm of 2018, I announced, 12 days after that, Donald Trump shows up on Facebook pretending he's one of my white distant relatives by the name of David Van Landenham with a picture of Donald Trump. Go to LandenhamCase.com, like riding the plane going ham for AmericaCase.com. And you'll see the text message between me and him. So anyway, here is the how you look it up. It's Landingham versus Department of Justice. That's it. So the good news I got, I wish I could tell you, but soon and very soon, the truth is about to really hit the fan in everybody's face.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I'm from Cleveland, I'm from here, and and everything happened here. Trump came after me here with military helicopters. He sent them here. That's why Cleveland police called the FBI. And the FBI lied, said they didn't call them. There's no police record. So I showed the courts, and that's where we're at right now. And they didn't expect that. They didn't expect that. The problem why is because the system believes, as black people, we're they gave us Barack, and that's it. But we ourselves don't have the ability to step up there and do what they can possibly do that they claim they could do. They ask us for our vote. They ask us for our vote, the Democrats and Joe Biden. They ask us for our vote. You got it. Well, you didn't get mine because I was running against them. The point is, no, against Joe Biden. The point is, they asked us for our vote. We gave them our vote, and they're dragging their feet with the Justice Department about convicting Donald Trump. Every day he goes out there and lies. Every day that these people that say we're pro-Trump that's running, saying, yeah, the election was stolen, wake up. Here's a newsflash, America. The election wasn't stolen from Donald Trump. The truth of the matter, what happened with the election was, Donald J. Trump threatened my life as soon as I announced. He tried to cover it up when he missed. Democrats heard about it, tried to cover it up too, and kept quiet. Not try to cover it on purpose, just kept quiet because Trump was in power. But now Joe Biden's in power. I'm suing his Justice Department for keeping the cover-up going. Because truth of the matter is, everything I've been saying about unity, the reason why Iran, and why the two-party system can't be trusted, the reason why we're in the same mess we're in as black people, asking for our vote, switching parties back and forth, fooling us like we're stupid, that ends with Landon Hemp for president. That ends if you look up Landon Hemp versus the Department of Justice. Never in American history were a presidential candidate, regardless of if I was well-known or not, and the reason why, because Donald Trump, like I just said, has filed a federal lawsuit to sue the Justice Department and the FBI for, one, lying, and for, two, for covering it up under two administrations. All I want everybody to do is challenge me. Don't sit there in that like y'all ain't, I'm crazy and cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I've been at this for 3 years. If I was lying, I'd have been locked up by now. They'd have been blown down. They have been blown down my door. I got plenty of respect from the law enforcement recently. So enough with the excuses. I've been at it for 3 years, right, Brother Al?
Yes, you have.
And they shut up Donald Trump during that time. They shut up everybody else who's been what happened with January 6th. My question is, why ain't the Democrats and the Justice Department not locking up Donald Trump right now? Same reason why they didn't do it before he left office. What that answer is, go to the Party of We the People on Facebook. Party of We the People on Facebook. The answers are there. I can't talk about it here. But we as Americans, blacks, whites, Republicans, Democrats, we need to stop looking at color, party ideologies. We need to stop looking at the past so much instead of just learning from it so we don't have to repeat it. But to come together. And now with my story, with my case, now I'm running for president, I have everything I need, especially suing for $2 billion. Yes, $2 billion, which is a class action lawsuit as a presidential candidate on behalf of the American people to use that money to run for president in 2024. I don't have to ask for nobody's money. All I want y'all to do is share my story and come together. It's time to make a real change, a solid change. So when I leave and when the future leaders of this country leave at this present time coming up, we can leave something that we won't go off track no more for a long, long time. So that's what I want y'all to look up, and I greatly appreciate everybody's time. And I want y'all to stay safe out there. Please look for these missing kids. I can't think of that one. She was on the news. I pray for her to return. And another one that was been missing about 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop. Our kids are our treasure. And I will commit my Justice Department, if you give me the power to become president to the American people, that I will commit a task force on day one to locate these kids. Because they're not far. They're somewhere in the area.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You remember what happened with those three women, those three young women that was in the house?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they was all in the same area. So, I mean, everybody got to keep an eye out, man. It's our kids are our future. We need to maintain some kind of a sensibility of being a neighbor and being attentive of each other's. Like when I was raised, I was born here and raised down south. And what I was raised down south about was like everybody knew everybody. I know it was small net, and it's kind of, you know, difficult because everybody up here, but it can't be too hard anywhere. It doesn't matter. If you love your kids, you have kids, you love yours, you need to become more neighborly.
That's right.
Stop. You know what I'm saying? I know you got problems in the world, stuff like that. We all go through things. But overall, our children, we all agree that need to be protected. So I think we need to start on that, build a consensus on that, which there are many groups are. But we need to dive more into it because these ladies, and the woman from a bus, bus stop. Oh, my God. I pray that she can be found and safely. But anyway, I want to take as much of your time. I know you got other people to talk to, but God bless each and every one of you, and be safe out there. LandonHampCase.com, LandonHamp for President, the People's Candidate for the People's Justice. Thank God for everybody, and stay safe.
Stay safe. As a matter of fact, I can say that the court case is definitely filed. It's on record. Look it up for yourself. I saw it, and very impressed, and we will do our follow-through. But for those who listen to the program, that should be nothing new to anybody. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to the phone caller at the 216-412 who's been very, very patient. 216-412, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mr. Porter. Just coming from wrapping up my movie that I am making my debut movie. Also in the Black House Signs movie, too. This movie's called Ruminating. It's a deep movie. Now
mm-hmm.
check it out. This is Major Chess, by the way. Hi, world. How y'all doing?
I'm doing well. Tell me about this
man.
Movie the Proprietor ENT is in.
Man, well, Proprietor ENT will be featured in the Black House Sounds movie. When it comes to the other movie, that's what I'm featured in. I'm featured in the movie called Ruminating. It's a deep movie. I don't want to explain too much because I don't want the director to get mad and change too much and stuff. Though it's a decent movie, and I want y'all to check it out. I already been casted for the second. Ooh, shut up. Anyway, it's big
okay.
things going with Proprietor ENT. We ain't nothing stopping us over here on this side, if you know what I mean. Yes, this is Magic Taps, your friendly hood neighborhood to all communities. Shout out. We'll be here to talk about this Saudi event, too, that's going on with
okay.
AJS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not up for that. I will be involved there. Yes, Major Tess will be in the building on Kipling on Saturday. So let's go. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. From that, we got, like, events going on. I have an event coming up, too, May 5th. I'm inviting everybody out to come kick with me at the park on here on Lee Road. I have more details about that. I'm gonna have a special DJ, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there. I will give you further details on that next week. Because
okay.
It's a lot of people invited, including like councilmen, people you already know. You know what I'm saying? Leaders. You know what I'm saying? Activist leaders, things of that nature. That's gonna be there. So we doing that. And like I said, the Armani FX project is about to drop soon this summer. And it's also a Major Chaps project about to drop this summer. So,
wow.
I mean, we just moving and we just, you know what I'm saying, making things happen. That's it. So, you know, shout out to everybody that rock with Major Chaps, Armani FX, Proprietor ENT in general. We love you. Oh, we out.
We out. Appreciate you. Before I do anything else, since they called his name a couple of times already, why not reach back and pull this out from HJS? Always be right back.
But switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years done passed with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. From the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the arts. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by him seeing. Because I just can't stop 20 million. different styles, but it's all hip-hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping, this is the year. Yeah, yeah, cause HAS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.
Out here for the simple fact that I need to let you all know some things that's going on, just for the simple fact that Hip Hop Workshop, I did say earlier that 8th District Court of Appeals Judge Cornelius J. O'Sullivan, the same one who feeds people in Lorain area, has his food kitchen, wrote a book so that people in Cleveland and other areas where they so fit can open up something to feed people. He was there at the workshop and he brought something and it said Mother Porter, motherhood is the preeminent force for change in the world, the preeminent force of good in the world. Woman, how divine your mission, here upon our natal side, keep the young heart open, always to the breath of God. All true trophies of the ages are for mother love impearled, for the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Ah, that was a beautiful thing. Yes, a sitting judge came to the hip-hop workshop. We also had, for those people who showed up, if you weren't there, you didn't get one, unless you was just so special. What we did was, I want to thank Superfly Graphics, a CD cover obituary, an obituary just like a CD cover. The album cover had a nice picture of Mama Porter in the studio, and it said MOMMA Porter, the Life Story Album. And when you flip to the other side, it gives you 13 track listings. Track number one, Born July 4th, 1936, featuring Calvin Boyd Sr., Lucille Boyd. Number two track number two, Rolling Through Alabama, Kentucky, Illinois. Track number three, Poetry for Kentucky Newspapers. Track number four, My Son is Born, 1969 Remix, featuring Al Porter Jr. Track number five, Escape Domestic Violence, featuring Move to 216. Number six, School Blues, featuring SEC, PTA, CYP, and Dr. Coleman. Track number seven, Activist Work, featuring BBCI. Track number eight, Urban Educational Justice League, featuring Donna Walker Brown. Track number nine, Hip Hop Workshop, featuring DJ Dollar Rock. Track number 10, In the Studio, featuring HJS Joseph Motley Jr. Track number 11, Support Everybody, featuring Everybody. Track number 12, Love God and Jesus. Track number 13, Going Home, March 3rd, 2022 Remix. It said at the bottom, God and Jesus was Mama Porter's booking agents and managers. Listen here. I'm just so thankful to be alive. I am. As a matter of fact, we're going to play an upcoming track from the upcoming album, seventh studio album, entitled Anti-Music Industry. let's go to an HJS produced track. It's called G-O-D. Let's get it.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog, y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop, now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D. Took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black flea collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. 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 Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Hey, I want to thank everybody who tuned in this nice evening. As a matter of fact, I am very blessed and thankful to have you all on this program. I, for one, want to take the time to give credit where credit is due. The creator allowed Mama Porter to be able to be in such fine, phenomenal care. I ended up being her caregiver, but things would not have gone as well if Danielle Woods hadn't stepped up to the plate. And she was an excellent person to give advice. She was an advocate for my mom in the last couple of years of my mom's life and made sure I did what I was supposed to do and had the tools to do things in decent and phenomenal order. I want to thank all people for their prayers and their thoughts. I've been angry, upset, and I've had to pull through. I want to thank everybody who was there, helped me get through things emotionally as best as possible. I appreciate that. I want to thank people like BWE, Brother Eric Johnson. I want to even thank Dove, some others who saw the wrong side of me, Major Taps, people who might have seen the rough side of Al Porter because I had a lot of stuff I was going through, and I'm not going to pretend I didn't. It's just that I am so thankful for you all. I want to also let people know this Saturday, get a hold of DJ Cowboy in advance. He's not your DJ, he's the backyard music man, but get at that man if you have requests so that he can get those requests on for you. I'm going to try to find some requests for that brother, man, because I love his sound system, so you can rock with him this coming Saturday. I will try to have giveaways for people who head into the place on Saturday. I have some giveaways. Maybe the Detox, the long-awaited Detox album. Maybe Father's Lives Matter presents Commander-in-Chief. But I have some giveaways for people as well. I also want to let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting is every Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue with the 44110 Cleveland, Ohio. 44110 Cleveland, Ohio, right off of Ivanhoe. Anybody has anything else to say? I don't know. I'm just looking to get the heck out of here. Here's a nice little quick track. Might as well. These are songs, the last songs that my mama heard. Upcoming anti-music industry album. This is Hip Hop for Life. When you listen to it, it says exactly what it means. I promise to put out some music that people could break dance to. Promise to put out some music that people could enjoy. Yeah, why not? Hip Hop for Life.
One. Two. Three. Four. Ever since I first dropped my rhyme, I was light years ahead of time. Architect, futuristic flows, production clarity, it shows. Built my rep on solid ground. HGS, updated my sound. Producer, MC, we're complete. Hip-hop with a strong breakbeat. We mastered it. Hip-hop all day. I'll clarify with what I say. I was clear when I rhymed. I was clear, black by design. I was clear when I told the truth. I was clear with adults and youth. I was clear, hip-hop culture. I was clear, no culture vultures. Hip-hop is almost 50, withstood the years, nothing iffy. August 11th, yearly party. Hip-hop for life, you can't stop me.
Grinding sacrifices, hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life.
Let me hear you say hip-hop, hip-hop. Let me hear you say hip-hop, come on now. Hip-hop, let me hear you say hip-hop. Hip hop, come on now, hip hop, hip hop. Say hip hop for life, hip hop for life. Come on now, hip hop for life, hip hop for life. Let me hear you say hip hop for life. Come on now, hip hop for life. Let me hear you say hip hop for life. Hip hop for life. Let me hear you say hip hop for life. Come on now, hip hop for life. Say hip hop for life, come on now. Hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life, come on. Hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life. Hip hop for life, come on now.
We grind and sacrifice, it's hip hop for life. Put our soul in what we write, it's hip hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip-hop for life. Put our soul in what we write, it's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life.
With that being said, I thank you all so much. Come to think of it, you all still don't know what's coming on that anti-music industry album. and I'm so glad you don't. Hey, let's have some fun and look out for each other. Peace on this NCAA Final Four championship. I think it's Monday Night Raw as well. So let's have some fun. Look out for each other. Stay blessed. Peace.